Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Marijuana.
Sheed. Welcome. Welcome to the safe place here at 95 BFM, where we can talk about the dack leaf for a little bit. Old mate Chris Fowley is here, and he's scrolling through his phone with all the stats that he's collected throughout the week. We do sort of run over the media and what's been happening. That's the gist of the segment.
I'm totally on top of it. Okay. Totally on top of it.
Well, you're in it.
We're in it. We're in the middle of it. The big news from a reform point of view is the first hearings on the medical cannabis bill will be next Wednesday.
Okay.
So it's just, bam, straight into it.
That's good. Great.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. Yep, keeps us on our toes. Got to be prepared now. Straight after Easter. So that's Wednesday. So we can expect a bit of coverage there. There's a whole bunch of people giving submissions there on Wednesday. And I think that'll go over a number of weeks or months, perhaps. You know, this is only a few hours that they're doing on Wednesday. So I'm sure
there'll
be other
on Parliament TV.
Well, apparently 1,000 people have asked to be heard in their submissions. So they've got around 2,000 submissions, or just slightly under, which is big for a bill that hasn't had any kind of, you know, we weren't pushing out templates or form submissions or anything like that. These are all individual, genuine submissions.
Well, the stats say that we're passionate about marijuana in New Zealand. It's that simple, right?
Yeah, well, it's also a criminal thing. So that did hold back a lot of people.
Yeah, no doubt.
And apparently they're a bit concerned that some people have been a bit out there with what they've said in their submissions.
I can imagine.
They might not have been aware that that was all going to be put on the internet.
Yeah.
So I think they might be contacting a few people. And
so 1,000 people are going to talk.
Well, I doubt that. 15 seconds, not 15 minutes. Yeah, you get maybe 5 minutes. Organisations get 15, but and maybe a right of reply if you're lucky. But so I guess they'll pick and choose.
Yeah.
You know, that remains to be seen, as they say.
That's actually quite interesting that whoever is looking after these submissions has decided that some of the content maybe has been a bit forthright, and people are going to have the right to amend?
I'm not sure.
You don't think so?
Well, I don't know. If you've put it in, you've put it in.
How did you hear about this? How did you hear that?
We have our ways.
Through the grapevine.
We can't reveal these. You know that. As a fellow journalist.
Every once in a while, John's cop side just comes out. This is not the segment for your police side to come out.
It's interesting. It's interesting to know that has sort of leaked out. But I guess, it's going public anyway. And so the people probably talk, you know, before they do go public. Mm. So it's interesting to see what...
it's not a leak as such. I think it's a general comment, people
are just like, wow, some of them have been a bit far out.
Yeah, but quite possibly those people meant to be, you know.
So I guess that's
a good thing that they're checking. But meanwhile, over in Victoria, just they've put big reports come out. Victorian Parliament calling for it to be made legal there, along the lines of Colorado and California. And then the next day, which was yesterday, the Senate have changed their scheduling of cannabis there, so that'll make prescribing a lot easier. Because of course we've heard a lot about that over here, that the Australian system really hasn't benefited patients.
Mm.
So now the Senate have taken this move to put it into a new schedule, which I think actually makes it more like ours, makes the equivalent of ours. Whereas their scheduling so far has been more like Class A, you know, which has made it very, very difficult
over there for quite a gnarly position.
What else has been going on? Oh, Suzanne Aubert. So, keeping with the medical, so she was back in the whatever it was, 1880s or something, the first person known to have cultivated cannabis in New Zealand. They say it could have been Joseph Banks and Cook and that way back in the day, but the first documented. That's right. Round of applause for Mother Aubert, Suzanne Aubert. She founded the Sisters of Compassion.
That sounds like a run of t-shirts coming up, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And her Whanganui River was there. We got a picture, which you can see over the radio.
Oh,
and she's got that classic kind of Victorian look to her.
She looks like a tough little old lady.
Yeah, there's a movement to make her a saint in the Catholic Church. And which of course, you know, would make, from our point of view, the patron saint of cannabis, of course.
Oh, man, that's strong. That's strong. This t-shirt's getting better and better.
So, but they're saying, they are sticklers for tradition in the Catholic Church, as we know, and they have said there needs to be two miracles involved.
So the government makes weed legal.
Yeah. That might count as one. Yeah, it might.
I think we need to, we'll ask Peter Lynham about the,
yeah, that's great,
the details surrounding sainthood.
We absolutely should.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Meanwhile, we had on NewsHub reported over the weekend, a doctor telling a terminal patient, West Auckland, too busy, can't be bothered, was the quote for applying. So this is a specialist, which is what you need.
Was it someone? And, was it someone interviewing someone as they're like running down a hallway? Or
no. Or this is a doctor telling the patient. This is the patient going to the doctor and saying, I'm terminal. You know, of course, you're treating me. I'm terminal. I'd like to access some of these cannabis meds. And the doctor saying, too busy to look at it. I'm not interested.
Okay, maybe get a second opinion.
It's not always possible. There aren't that many specialists.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if you're in the Upper South Island, there's one pain specialist. You can't go see anyone else.
Shit,
you have one pain specialist covering the entire upper, you know, north of Christchurch, the whole that region. And if they're not into it, then what do you do?
I forget because I live in Auckland where I just have everything all the time that I want.
On tap, except weed.
Well, I guess this gentleman's in West Auckland, so even difficult for him.
Well, it didn't quite go into that. You know, we're not quite sure of the circumstances there.
Yeah.
But hopefully he is getting some help with some green fairies.
Yeah, that's a bummer, man.
Someone whose final days were made a lot more difficult was Joan Cowie, who has been in a bit of media. She passed away on Monday of cancer, and the funeral was this morning.
Our thoughts go out to the family, of course.
Absolutely,
That's a bummer.
And I really want to pay tribute to her. She really was an inspiration for many people, and you know, a really amazing person. And I know that her last days were made a lot, you know, less comfortable by not having access to medicinal cannabis. And her green fairy was the same guy who was the green fairy for Helen Kelly, who is now facing criminal charges. And his charges are like 14 years in jail. You know,
yes.
And by cutting off that medicine, people like Joan are affected.
Yeah, and so like, and also like this chap that his doctor said, "Oh, you know, it's too hard." Is that? I mean, can we expect that if a lot of doctors are going to be quite resistant to this change? And like, is there anything that can they be held accountable, like for not being a good doctor? Kind of, how does it work?
Yeah, you'd think so, eh? They are. The government is reviewing the prescription process, This is a whole separate thing to the bill that's going through. So, and that's actually where you could make some really significant changes. I mean, there's one particular regulation, you change one word, like "not," that's in it, and then all of a sudden you can prescribe it.
Yeah.
So, because instead it says you can't.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some really simple ways that they could make that a lot easier, and we're hopeful that will happen before the end of the year. But for a lot of people, they just don't have that time.
Mm.
And the interesting thing that's come out from overseas is they're finding that patients that get on cannabis meds are living longer. So,
sick.
And GW, in fact, the makers of Sativex, the really overpriced, expensive pharma one, their own study shows that terminal patients on Sativex live longer than what they are diagnosed as at the time that they get on it.
I guess the one bonus of other countries being sort of ahead of us is that tests can now be done and recognized because it's legal in places. You know, when that was kind of the problem with marijuana for a long time, it's nobody could figure out if it was doing good or not because it was illegal to have. So you can't,
Exactly, yeah. And we really need to do that. We've got a referendum coming too, right? So we not only have these medical changes that are happening, but in 2 years we're going to have a referendum that will most likely pass and make cannabis legal here. So if we know that's happening, then we really need to get on with a whole bunch of research right now and identifying all those blockages and taking care of them so places like here at the Auckland Uni can get on with it, you know, have a grow a greenhouse up on the roof here.
Fuck yeah,
and
more
be doing some
gardens,
studies.
For
yeah,
sure.
Come on.
Into that. As we're looking out the window into
Leeds. You have to be careful though, because there are all those kids that parkour around here.
Oh, we have
seen.
He's not lying. We saw a bunch of kids
suspects
a while back parkour right up the side of the past Shadows, like third floor. They had like a little apprentice parkour as well. He was like 14 or something, and they were kind of pushing the little kid to his limits.
I've actually seen two different groups doing it. I've seen parkour twice here at the university campus.
Maybe we should make a new segment called the Parkour Segment. But this has been Marijuana Media. Thank you, Chris Fowley.
Thank you.
Right on.
Cheers.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.